4HKX, N4ZLK mobile. 4HKX, N4ZLK mobile. 4ZLK clear.
KO4NUE, KN4RJN.
KN, KO4NUE.
This is KN4RJN. Chad, did you get my text in time to go out and see it?
We just got home, and I have to go back and look at the text, but we were at the car dealership, so couldn't really pay attention. When's the drop dead time?
This is KN4RJN, about 3 hours ago.
But anyway, appreciate you letting us know. Anyway, we'll try again. Eventually, we'll hit it.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, our potential design on what I was talking to you earlier about, and explained it to her, and she said, no, I don't need anything that fancy. I can pick it up. I just need a shelf.
Well, that's the simplest, and she's like my wife. She probably didn't want to wait 8 months for you to get it finished.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I've got some boards sitting in the garage that I was going to make a picnic table out of. They've only been sitting there for about a month now, so I just haven't gotten to it. But, I could probably knock it out fairly relatively quickly, but she said, no, all I need is a shelf. I said, okay. So I said, that's no fun. I said, she said, no, you're thinking like an engineer. I'd say, you know, think like a seamstress. I just need two shelves to put the machines on that aren't up high because I can pick them up. I just haven't got the strength to pick them up over my head off a shelf on the wall and get it down.
Yes, Dan. All right, let me get out of the ham shack. She's giving me looks. So I'll talk at you later, John. 73 is bad. KO4NUE, clear.
This is KN4RJN. Roger that, buddy. Tell her I said hi. KN4RJN clear.
CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for the net? If so, please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. It's a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I would like to welcome W2AMD, Mr. Andy, in Simpsonville, W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. KO4RMM, Kurt in Greenville. KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. And KA4JCA, Miss Sally, also in Simpsonville. And KA4ACL, Miss Ashley, in Simpsonville. K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville. KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. We appreciate all those who checked in using the pre-check feature on the website. I'd also like to go ahead and recognize my husband, KO4NUE. His name is Chad, and he is home with me in Campobello tonight. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Alpha, Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Gus, Southwest Florida.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. To light 4RJN. Mr. John, thanks for stopping by, and I'll be back to you for some comments later on in our net. I'd also like to welcome all the way from South Florida via EchoLink, Mr. Gus, AA4GH. Thank you for stopping by with us tonight, Mr. Gus. Hope you are doing well. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin our RF check-ins with Echo through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Anna, I will be in and out tonight after the formal.
4RYP with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Oh, Patrick, I think you might have this group all by yourself for a little bit. All the rest of them must be on second shift. So I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you are well. One last call for stations Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Oscar 4, Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville. En route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN. He is mobile en route from Greenville to Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, sir. Please be safe out there. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler. Sounding good as usual, Mr. Harry. Bye. All right, we're going to take just a second and move to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP by phone relay. Thanks for calling, Annette. Anna? And I'm going to be in and out tonight, but 7-3 and tell Chad hello for me.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W2MJB, Mr. Mark over in Simpsonville, and he brings along via telephone relay his lovely wife, Wendy, KN4HTP. Mark, thanks for stopping by with me tonight. Next time you talk to Miss Wendy, please tell her I said hello, and I will pass along your greetings to Chad. All right, any additional EchoLink stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, good evening. Good evening, Miss Anna. You will check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papaqua Bake Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, no traffic, no negative negative, and good evening to you again, Miss Anna, and do be sure and tell Mr. Chad I say hello.
KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Steven from down in Greenwood. Mr. Steven, I always enjoy hearing you check in. And Chad says to tell you hello right back. Hope you are doing well. Thank you for stopping by. All right, we're going to go back to our RF check-ins now and move on up to our next section of the alphabet, India through Lima, I through L. Any stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. And November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Kilo 4. And Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
RYP. Hope you and Chad are well.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, seeing in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Chad have a good evening. Good evening to you, and good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. Thank you for calling the net tonight. It sure puts a top spin on the evening's festivities. Top spin, that's a sports reference. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I gave her a chance to call to check in tonight, but she just walked in from bell practice, and she said she's dead tired. I understand that. But I'll be around for a comment. Feel talky tonight. thank you for calling the net again, Anna, and $73.
KO4RYC, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group to get us started with our India through Lima. I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, my neighbor over here in Campobello, N4JBM. You be safe out there, Mr. Jerry, and thanks for stopping by. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. Always good to hear you, Mr. James. Hope things are well up there on the mountain in Tuxedo. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Sid in Fletcher, W4IOE. Mr. Sid, you're sounding great as usual. Hope things are well for you this evening. And Mr. Larry over in Greer, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his lovely wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, please tell Miss Donna I said hello and to get some good rest. I'm sure that there's a lot of practicing going on right now, getting ready for Christmas concerts and all. So I will be back around to you, Mr. Larry, for some comments in just a little bit. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. KE4IR, C in Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve in Inman, KE4IR. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Larry in Piedmont, K4LWE. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you have a great evening. All right, we're going to move on up to our next section of the alphabet. Mike through Papa. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, RYP, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Listen, Miss Anna. Please sit in. Love, sir. Arthur, India, not. Love, and Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Ted. I said hello.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Piedmont tonight. Same for you, Miss Anna, Chad, and all on the net. Be negative, negative.
Quebec 4, Echo Mike India, Scott and Simpson. I'm a new technician, and I'll be standing by and listening to what I can.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thank you so much for stopping by. Please tell Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle that we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Always good to hear you, Mr. Lloyd. Please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. And my good friend, Mr. Walt, K4OIM in Inman. Mr. Walt, you're sounding great. Thank you for stopping by with me tonight. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont tonight. You be safe out there, Mr. Fred. Have a good evening at work, and thank you for stopping by. And I'd also like to welcome KQ4EMI. Mr. So sorry, I did not catch your location. Would you mind rechecking with me? Sir, I appreciate that. I've got you in my log now. I appreciate your checking in. Have a great evening. All right, we're going to move on up to our next, nope, actually one last call from Mike through Papa. Please call KO4RYP. Looks like we got that whole section, so we're going to move on up to our next section, Quebec through Tango. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
K04RYP. This is Chris. Please check me in, KO4QLG. I'm in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative.
RYP. Again, Whiskey November for Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
For RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Johnny in Campobello, but I am stationary working a little bit in Fountain End this evening. Hope everybody is well. And if time permits, I may be around for the ride cheer. Thank you.
RYP, Miss Anna, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, that's KD4SRR Robert, down here in Joanna where it's a hot time in the old town tonight, literally, and I'm serious about this, just to keep our firefighters and your thoughts and prayers as they're battling a blaze at West Fraser Wood Products, formerly known as Norbord. They got a big one going on about a mile south of town, and it's going to be a long night for them. Back to net control.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And WN4S, another Mr. Chris, but from Lyman. Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Chris. Hope things are well for you in Lyman tonight. And KO4TJQ, Jody in Campobello, but actually in Fountain Inn tonight. So I will get back to you tonight for some rag to you if you are still around. Hope things are going well as you are working tonight. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert and Joanna. Mr. Robert, we definitely will keep those firefighters in our thoughts and prayers. Hope that they all stay safe as they battle that blaze. I'm sorry to hear about that. All right, any additional stations wishing to check in, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Anna, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, mobiling from Duncan to Moore. Thank you for stopping by. You stay safe out there, Mr. Rusty. All right. We will move on up to our next section of the alphabet, Uniform U through Z. Any stations wishing to check in U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. That's KO4WTQ. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray. KO4ZYX, Daniel Woodruff via Echolink, negative and negative.
KO4RYP for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Mr. Tommy, thank you for stopping by tonight and hope you are well. And Mr. Rod in the land of Waz, W4WOZ. Hope everything is well for you all down in the land of Waz. Thank you for stopping by. And Mr. Greg in Greer, KO4WTQ. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are well. And Mr. Daniel via Echolink in Woodruff, KO4ZYX. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Daniel. I appreciate you taking the time out to check in with me. Any additional stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. And heard, so we'll move on up to our patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta. Any stations, Alpha through Delta, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good to hear you calling that tonight, Miss Anna. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4RYP. Santa, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4RYP. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4RYP. Again, K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central. It's going to be negative and negative. 4RYP. Evening, Anna. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. This Anna, Mr. Chad, and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. I will be in and out. Joy has no traffic. Good evening to you, Mr. Chad, and all on the net.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, our net manager over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope things are well. And Mr. Keith over in Seneca, KN4CHY. I appreciate you stopping by with me tonight. And the N4DJC, Mr. Jerry from Anderson. Hope things are well with you in Anderson tonight, Mr. Jerry. Thank you for checking in. And Mr. Michael over in Central, K4AFT. Thank you for stopping by. Hope you have a great evening. And next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH. Hope things are well for you over your way. Mr. Kurt, thanks for checking in. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And easily, he brings along his lovely bride, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for stopping by, Gary, and please tell Miss Joy I will be back to her for some comments in just a little bit. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. First, we'll open it up to the whole alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Any station wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're in Southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening.
KLRYP of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KF4NXY, Mr. David, in Southern Greenville County down there in Possum Kingdom. He brings along with him his lovely wife, Ms. Marie, AF4SX. Mr. David, thank you for stopping by, and please tell Ms. Marie we said hello. Hope you guys have a great evening. All right, this is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. First one I've got up on the stump tonight is Mr. John up in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. How are things up in Brown Summit, Mr. John?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it was unseasonably warm today. We had relatively clear skies. I was just out looking at the moon and Saturn and Jupiter and whatnot, which are up. Mars is up now. I think it's the end of the month. On November 30th, almost the end of the month. On November 30th, with us Wednesday, Mars will be closest to Earth. So if you got a telescope or a good set of binoculars, take a look at that. As far as solar stuff goes on, there is very little happening. Sun's just kind of hanging around doing its thing. Nothing in the solar radiation category unless you're flying for hours at very high altitudes, and then there's only a 1% chance. Radio blackouts are of a mild or moderate nature, 1%, and anything greater than that's only about a 1%. So we got nothing going on there. However, I found an article, Miss Anna, that I think you might be interested in, and it'll take me about a minute or so to read that, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, Mr. John. I hope the title of the article is How to Never Miss a Meteor Shower.
This is KN4RJN. Well, not quite, but anyway. A gamma ray burst that lit up in a distant galaxy on October 9th has been dubbed the BOAT, the brightest of all time, officially named GRB221009A, which just rolls off the tongue, by the way. This new burst was probably triggered by this by a supernova birthing a black hole in a galaxy about 2 billion light years from Earth. Scientists announced on October 13th the birth set off jets of gamma rays that happened to be pointing towards our planet and NASA space telescopes. In the 50 years of observing these rare explosions, the BOAT's brightness stands head and shoulders above the rest, says Jamie Kinnea, head of science operations at NASA Swift Observatory. It glimpsed the afterglow of the X-rays about an hour after the blast. The burst may have released as much energy as roughly three suns, converting all of their mass to pure energy, and think E equals MC squared. That's a whole lot of energy. Astronomers around the world rush to spy on the BOAT in nearly every type of light. Even some radio telescopes, typically used as lightning detectors, saw a disturbance associated with the blast, suggesting that the BOAT stripped electrons from the atoms of the Earth's atmosphere. Proximity to the BOAT may have boosted its intrinsic brightness, Kinnea says. A couple of billion light years might seem far, but the average gamma ray burst is more like 10 billion light years away. Studying the BOAT will challenge some assumptions of how gamma ray bursts work and change theories that scientists thought were pretty well solid, Kinnea said. And that article was by Lisa Grossman out of this week's edition of Science News.
For RYP with KN4RJN. That is fascinating. So it was billions of light years away. So I'm surprised at how long did it take from the blast before the light was able to be seen by our telescopes.
This is KN4RJN. So it was 2 billion light years away, so it took 2 billion years. So this event occurred 2 billion years ago, and we just now saw it.
That's hard to even wrap your brain around, you know? Just thinking about how long it took that light, which goes really, really fast, to get to where we could see it. So that is amazing, just amazing. I'll have to look that up and see if I can see some pictures of what they saw. So I'm guessing it's not something that was visible with the naked eye?
This KN4RJN, no, the space telescopes caught it. and everybody else was looking at it in all different frequencies of light, all up and down the spectrum. They do have a picture of it here in this magazine. If you go to sciencenews.org, the November 19th edition, it's on page, hang on, 5, small letters, and I don't have my glasses on. And they show a little picture, and it's a little white light with a red ring around it, and then a bigger red ring around it, kind of a thick ring, and it's just kind of going out. But gamma ray bursts occur when when black holes are born, often. If one is too close to the Earth, and by too close, closer than this one, and happens to shoot a gamma ray burst in our direction, it could rip the atmosphere off the planet. This one did, in fact, strip some electrons off some of the air molecules, but it was far enough away it didn't do any severe damage.
KO4RYP. Well, that is both fascinating and a little concerning. Like, what if it had been closer or stronger, even? Like, what would have the effect been on our atmosphere? That's crazy to think about.
This is KO4RJAN. Yeah, if you want to really get concerned, this event occurred 2 billion years ago. We weren't even around then. So there, you know, there could be one that occurred now, and we won't know it for, you know, several million or several billion years, or there could have been one that occurred 1 million or 2 million years ago that is headed our direction, and if it's that close, it will strip the atmosphere off here. So we're in the middle of a shooting gallery, and we don't even know it. Bullets are flying past us all the time, and we don't even know it's there.
Well, I guess the bright side of things is that, well, I don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about the ones that are exploding or emitting or doing whatever they're doing right now if they're that far away, because we certainly will not be around to see it. So I do appreciate that. It's very fascinating. Mr. John, what else is going on your way?
This is KO4RJAN. Well, my son has managed to get up here for post-Thanksgiving. He got up Friday, rode the train up from Greenville, because he wasn't sure the car would make it. I can hear Chad chuckling in the background. But in any event, so put him on the train, I guess, yesterday morning, sent him back down. And a friend of ours that lives down in Inman, who's part of the American Legion down there, went up and visited her family up in Vermont. And on her way back down, she stopped and spent the night with us and chatted for a while and got caught up. So other than that, not a whole lot. The dog's asleep. The cats are running around here somewhere, and all is right with the world.
Well, I'm super glad that you got a good visit with your son and your friend, too. So it sounds like you guys had a good weekend, and everybody is happy, and all things are right with the world up in Brown Summit. So I do appreciate you stopping by, Mr. John. Please pet the dog for me, and if you can catch a cat, you can pet that one for me, too. I appreciate you stopping by. I hope you have a great rest of your week. All right, this is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do I have any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? If so, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net tonight.
8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, heading Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4RYP, good evening. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor, Mark in Belton. Via EchoLink, I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to all on the net.
KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Ed up in Brevard, WD8RON. Mr. Ed, always good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. And I'd like to welcome Mr. Mark in Belton via Echolink AF4LV. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Mark. Hope you have a great rest of your week. All right, we're going to move on up to our next station on the rack too, and that is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things for you and Ms. Donna and Greer?
Might be KK4JBQ here. Well, things are going as well as you might hope. As I mentioned earlier, Donna came in from bell practice. She is the director of our bell choir. And she, I asked her, I said, what was the attendance tonight? She says we were down two. And I suppose I should explain, in Donna's absence, I should explain that she told me once, kind of surprising, but it makes sense, that when bells aren't played, the instrument is broken. And some players are talented enough to play four in hand, playing more bells than just your two hands might comfortably play. But it kind of makes sense. They practice in earnest, and they have quite a challenge. I'm not a musical person. That is to say, I don't read music. I can pick out a tune on a guitar, perhaps, but piano and written music, it's all kind of foreign to me. So I respect musicians for that those long years of study and the diligence it takes the instrument sound good. But she says it's a broken instrument when people don't show up to play. Another thing, kind of a bit of trivia, bell trivia, is that in the handbell choir, there's one manufacturer, I'm not going to mention a name or anything, but there's one manufacturer whose hands, or handles, I should say, what you hold it with, is the color of the corresponding note on the piano. You know, there are white keys and black keys. And so I just think that's fascinating in a way. And it helps the players realize what bell they're ringing. They have a, you know, set out in front of them, and they're a certain order, but, you know, things can get sometimes where you're picking them up and putting them down real fast. But they have an order, and they're different colors, like the piano keys. How about that?
That is really neat. I can just picture that in my mind's eye. And I'm wondering if that is helpful. I guess if you have piano experience and you are playing the handbells, that it would be incredibly helpful if you think of notes as where they are on the piano keys, that could be very helpful when you're playing. Mr. Larry, did they do a concert? Like, is that something that's open to the public? I would sure love to hear that. I love handbell choirs.
Yes, they have, I think, two concerts scheduled so far. Of course, they will play at our church, but they play at some retirement homes and things like that as well. And so I'll get with Donna and see if she'll maybe shoot you an email about those arranged concerts. It'd be great to see you there. Anyway, let's see. One other thing I wanted to mention, just a personal experience. It doesn't apply to everybody here, of course, but Steve called the thermal belt vet tonight, and he did a marvelous job. He said at some point that it was only his second time calling, and reminded me that I was around for his first calling, and he did a marvelous job. It was a very good net, and we missed you. Yes, and today was the day that my neighbor across the street put up his Christmas ornaments, and I look forward to this day every Christmas season because he does such a great job. I mean, it's very tasteful, it's traditional, and it's It's beautiful to watch. It's beautiful to look at. Not animated or anything like that. It's just a beautiful light show. And his name is Steve, too. But anyway, I wonder, do you all do any outdoor decorations? You're kind of off the beaten track and don't have neighbors that can look down onto your house. But, well, anyway, what do you think about Christmas displays?
Absolutely love Christmas, and I love the lights. It's always exciting to me when everybody starts putting their lights up. I do firmly believe that Christmas decorations should not go up before Thanksgiving, though, just because that's just my personal feelings that Thanksgiving needs its day, and then we can start Christmas. So, but I love it when people start putting out their lights. And we do, I love to decorate with greenery, so we do greenery and some lights on our porch, you know, even though we can't, our house is off the road, but just for people that come by and for just us, you know, wanting to have that outside. And I like a lot of fresh greens inside the house, too. So I have not started decorating yet. That is on my list for this coming weekend of things to start doing, so I'll have to get out and get a tree and get Chad to get up in the attic, which is not his favorite thing, but he always is a great sport and appeases me and with getting up there and getting all the Christmas stuff out of the attic for me. So hopefully this weekend we'll start doing some Christmas decorating.
Thing that occurred to me right away, but if it's on your list, it's on Chad's list too. yeah, it's a bit of a thing. You may not relate to this because you have dogs and cats in the house, and maybe they're better behaved than our three cats. We found that we cannot decorate in this house. Everything becomes a target because, you know, I've pointed this out to Donna. I do think, while I haven't read anything to confirm this, there probably have been studies, but when a cat walks through a place that, you know, they're like their home or their environment, if they're outdoors, they make a mind map. They remember where every little thing is. And if anything's out of the ordinary, that means they need to check it out. And so I'll watch the cats, and if we put up anything and they see something different, they're at it. I mean, they just go for it, tear it all to pieces, get down the floor, play with it. So about 7 or 8 years ago, we gave up decorating of any sort. They went after the smallest change. Cats are like that. Anyhow, I'll just say a very good evening to everybody, and it's hard to follow John. John, you have such interesting things to say and to bring us every evening, and I just want to say again that I certainly appreciate it, and I appreciate you, Anna, for bringing us all together here tonight. Hope everyone has a good night and a good week coming up, and I wish you all the best. KK4JBQ.
So for RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thank you, Mr. Larry. It's always good to chat with you. And do tell Ms. Dama to send me the information about the concerts. I would absolutely love to come and hear that. So, all right. I'm going to pause here for just a minute from our RACU and call for any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP. Nothing on the list for the RACU, and that is Mr. Johnny, KO4TJQ, working down there in Fountain Inn. You still around, Mr. Johnny?
Hello, RYP. This is Kilo Oscar 4, TJQ. An affirmative. I am leaving Fountain Inn, coming through the city of Simpsonville, headed back to God's country, Campobello.
That, Mr. Johnny, I agree with you. It is God's country, so I hope you didn't work too hard tonight down in Fountain Inn.
did not work too terribly long, maybe 30 minutes after being in the deer stand for about 2.5-3 hours, but I relieved my business partner for a spell, and he's headed home, now I'm headed home.
Anything today when you are in the deer stand?
Right with the world, but I did not get any deer.
I would still consider that a profitable hunting trip, to have a little bit of quiet time and get right with the world.
Been successful this year. I know he normally goes over towards Pickens, if I'm not mistaken.
He has not been this year, but we did put some feed out in Pickens and the game cameras and spotted a couple, but he has not been this year, so no deer for us. I don't know, of course, now that I've mentioned getting up in the attic and getting Christmas decorations down this weekend, it wouldn't surprise me if this weekend he decides it's the weekend to go.
I'll have to send him a subliminal message and see if he can't go ahead and start making some plans to head out.
Going to move from the hunting cabinet as we speak, so I believe that subliminal message came through. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it started with he's going to get his decorations down, so I think your subliminal message just pushed him right over that edge.
I'm here to help. On a side note, have they started the new subdivision?
They've started about 50 million subdivisions below us, I feel like. I feel like every time I go out the driveway, I see another spot that's turning into housing development. But they have, started laying the forms today, Chad said. So I won't be long. They put them up fast.
Talked with Chad several times. I'm, as the crow flies, in front of you, over off of Jug Factory, and down below us there's an area that we call the Twin Ponds, and they've cleared it off, and I've heard they're getting ready to put 6 to 12 houses in there, and that just kills me.
It is definitely hard to watch, especially if you've grown up out this way. I know that Chad, can tell stories all the time when there was just nothing out here but cotton, and he was little, and he'd go hunting and could be gone and walking for days, it seemed like, and never run into a house. So it is hard to see.
Not grow up around there, but my wife did. We live in front of her parents, and I've been in Greenville since 1994, but it has changed tremendously since I've been here.
It really has. One of Chad's cousins teaches at Holly Springs Elementary School, and she and I were talking over Thanksgiving, and she just says that she could list off the subdivisions that are going up in their attendance area and how many houses were going to be there, and she said that they are bursting at the seams already, and she said, I don't know what we're going to do, where we're going to put all these children that are coming to school. It's just growing so, so fast.
Understand they have just broken ground several weeks ago on 29, just right next to 129, kind of before you get into Lyman. They're getting ready to build a new school there. It will not be a replacement school. It will be a brand new school just to accommodate what you're talking about.
I heard that as well. Talking to another friend of mine who his mother works in that school district over there, and that they are, you would think that they're just going to replace a school, but you're right. The growth has just been tremendous, and they need a whole separate facility to change up the attendance zones and funnel some kids there. So it's definitely a fast growing area, that's for sure.
KO4 TJQ for station identification. Did you and Chad go to Chapman or Landrum?
For RYP. So Chad went to Chapman, and I actually grew up in Greenville, so I graduated from Eastside. But our kids, all three of our kids went to Landrum, so we're kind of spread out.
There now and enjoy Landrum, but Lord, that little town is changing too.
Isn't it though? I'm telling you what, I think they've done a good job with their downtown, though. They've attracted a lot of good businesses, and I feel like done it really tastefully. So it's a cute little town. I have some friends that live up there, and I like to venture up that way every once in a while.
I agree, but I wish we could put a sign up that says we're full.
Well, you've just given Chad an idea, so he might not go deer hunting. He might go out and rent some billboard signs that says, we're full. Don't move here, please.
No, I'll help him, but I will sign all 7-3s. I've enjoyed it, and I'm going to call the Secretary of War and let her know that I am headed home, and y'all have a good and safe evening.
KO4RYP with KO4TJQ. Mr. Johnny, thank you so much for chatting with me. Be safe on the rest of your drive home, and I appreciate the chat tonight. All right, we're going to take a break and call for any additional stations wishing to check in. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4RYP. Nothing heard, so we will move on up to our last station on the Rag 2 for tonight, and that is K3JOY. Ms. Joy, how was your Thanksgiving?
Anna, Thanksgiving was very quiet, didn't overeat, no arguments, let's see, yeah, but ask me about Saturday.
You had your celebration on Saturday, and it was a lot to be thankful for, and it was Gary's birthday, too, so tell me how that went.
Anna and the net, K3JOY. I don't really know if the words. I know you've never known me to be at a loss for words, and I'm really not, but this was the first time that we had all been together since COVID hit. We had not had both the boys and or their wives here at the same time. So it's been 2 years, and it has been devastating. I just, you have children, so you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely do, and I know just how much I enjoy. I love it when they come individually, too, but there's something about having all of them together at the same time that just warms a mama's heart, that's for sure. So I'm guessing it was great. You made up for a lot of lost time with COVID, and everyone was harmonious and celebratory.
Wonderful. And I don't know if you've heard this or not, but our traditional Thanksgiving dinner is not turkey and dressing and giblet gravy and all that. I make homemade lasagna. I'm talking about scratch from the bottom up. And we've done that for years and years and years, but for some reason this year, I wanted the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. So I made the turkey and dressing, the giblet gravy, the green beans, and mashed potatoes. Stephen and his wife bought macaroni, deviled eggs. They forgot the rice, which was funny. Oh, and sausage balls. And Anthony, this is awful to sound, but I don't know his wife well enough to know what her cooking specialties are, so I just had him bring the Parker House rolls. But we had a wonderful time. No fighting, no bickering, no you said this, I didn't do that. It was just absolutely fabulous. And the only thing that would have made it any better was Stephen's son, our younger grandson, did not get to come because they live in Packlet. And even though he has his restricted driver's license, because of the ball game being in Clemson Saturday, she did not want him to drive over here and back in the traffic. And I can understand that a little bit, but he could have kind of gone around, you know, maybe. But anyway, it was wonderful. It was absolutely fabulous.
Certainly glad that you guys got to celebrate with everybody, and I know that Gary probably enjoyed it too, celebrating that 31st birthday that he did. And I'm sure the meal was delicious, and